In Deaf Podcast, hosted by Barry Mars, Episode 3, featuring Cynical Minded.
Peace, 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 In Deaf Podcast. Got a very special guest with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Mel.
Go by Cynical Minded, aka Lord Sin, out of Silver Spring, Maryland, you know, DMV representative.
Yes, sir, DMV. It's a blessing. It's an honor to have you on this show, bro, for real.
I mean, it's a blessing on being on your podcast, bro. Appreciate you.
For sure, for sure. So let's get right into it. I'm going to ask what has become the favorite question for me to ask. So dream studio session, right? You get to pick one producer and three artists. Who are you picking?
One producer and three artists. Dead or alive?
Dead or alive, dead or alive.
Oh, shit. God damn. It would have to be Alchemist, of course, for the producer.
Yes, sir.
We have to throw in Big Pun there. I'm going to have to get Benny on there. And man, since I gotta give it up to the legends, man. Biggie, man, why not?
Yes, sir. That would be a craze.
That'd be insane right there.
I'm saying, bro.
That would be crazy. I can only imagine, but you know. But I mean, we still get Benny and Alchemist records, so you know, shit, just them two. That'd be crazy. Crazy, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Okay, so next question. Imagine you're stranded on an island. All you have is one of your albums, and there's a lot of population there. They've never heard music before, right? So which album do you have with you of yours, and what are you playing for them?
In the making, or just whatever I have right now?
That's a good question. I would say what you have right now.
All right. It would probably be the first album, The Lone Wolf Project, just because I feel like it's more universal. It got some more different content in there, you know what I'm saying? So you can like can kind of tell these people, like, all right, this is what we do as far as hip hop. It's just not, you know, one specific subgenre of type of hip hop. Because I make like a lot of different shit for different reasons, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
The Lone Wolf Project would probably be that, just to be an introductional thing of like, all right, this is this type of hip hop, this is this type of hip hop. We use singing in hip hop and all this in hip hop, whatever, you know what I mean? It's just a broader universal project for people, you know what I mean? Unlike Attack on Titan, where it's just strictly like, you know, very dedicated to one type of sound. You know what I mean?
Right.
And to me, the Lone Wolf Project is very universal. It has a broader audience that could relate to the topics and all that stuff.
Dope, 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 dope answer. Okay, so my next question. You have the opportunity to go back in time and meet your younger self and play one of your songs for your younger self. Which song are you playing?
Fuck. It would have to be the group shit. So, cause I would go back and be like, yo, this is what you did with your friends. You know what I'm saying? The people you grew up with. So it would probably be Land of the Lost before and. Land of the Lost. Yeah, absolutely. Because I'd be like, that's what we made? Like, oh, shit. Like, that's insane. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. So, yeah,
it would definitely be that track, Land of the Lost by Foreign, just because I got my fellas up on it.
Dope, dope, dope. So my next question, the inspiration behind the name, what would you say is the inspiration behind your name?
The name... At first, like, I was just going at it, like, I'm just an MC, so CM, I don't know. I'm not going to get deep into history with it, But I was just like, all right, I need to find something that goes with CM, like an acronym. And I was just, it took me a while, like, to figure it out, because there was so many things that was running in my head at the time that could potentially be it. But then I was just like, you know, I'm kind of a cynical motherfucker, so I'm just go with cynical minded. I feel like that was just easier for me just to, you know, walk around with that name. And then, you know, you get your AKs and stuff like that. So sometimes, you know, some people call me Sin, some people call me Lord Sin, some people call me cynical, you know, whatever. And I am who I am, you know what I mean? Cynical minded, fuck it. That's what we went with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dope, dope, dope. Okay, so my next question. Favorite collaboration?
Favorite collaboration? Well, we can go deep with that. With me or with just in broad music?
With you.
My favorite collaboration. Damn. That's a good one. I mean, all my collaborations be well, but I guess just it would have to be me and Goldie. Anything that me and Goldie go do, just because me and him work a lot. And when we lock in, we lock in. We kind of like help each other push our pens, you know what I mean? Like he'd be right. Like, nah, son, rewrite that, you know what I mean? You can come up with something better. And we kind of build with each other like that. So as far as collabing with somebody, collaborations, and you'll hear a lot more stuff with us together, you know what I mean? But with him, it's just always a great experience because I know the final product is gonna be dope, you know what I mean? Sometimes you might collaborate with somebody and y'all might bump heads and not really kind of figure out exactly the direction that you want to take the song, the track.
Right.
But you know, me and him have an understanding of where to go with it and try to push our pens, you know what I mean? I just know the end results are gonna be good, you know what I mean, when I collab with them.
Dope, dope, dope. All right, so before we get into the song you sent, I believe it was called Orion's Belt.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get into that, my next question would be 2 mental health tips that you can give today.
2 mental health tips. Hit the gym.
Yes, sir.
Hit the gym, just because sometimes you don't need the gym just to motherfucking get yourself right from the body. Well, of course, that's just what happens when you do go to the gym. But at the same time, when you're going through shit, you're sad, you're mad, shit, even when you're happy, you know, like the gym helps you out. It releases those endorphins and, you know, lets you escape certain things without, you know, having to take any substances to escape those realities. So I say gym is one. And then just eating good, eating healthy, but knowing what you eating for real, you know, because, you know, some people say that they eating healthy, but really, you know, you might be getting shit that, you know, that's not really that good for you if you really look into it, you know what I mean? But to each his own as far as how you eat and what you eat, you know what I mean? I don't get on nobody for being a vegan or anything like that. Live your lifestyle how you want to live it. Just make sure whatever you intaking into your body that you know what it is, just because, you know, your body's a temple, you know what I mean? So try to treat it as well as you can so live longer, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, next question. Orion's Belt.
Mm-hmm.
What was the inspiration behind the track? Who produced it? All of that. Let's just get into it, man. All
right. Orion's Belt, that's a song that actually been out for a while now, as far as like the music video. It's not on any streaming platforms, but Al Dope Producer, aka 10th Sculpture, which is one of my in-house producers. He produced entire of Attack on Titan.
Oh, word.
So he produced that. And when I got the beat from him, he was like, if I give you this, I want to hear the most super lyrical shit that you can come up with. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll go. I'll push my pen for that. So The album's called Fist of the North Star. So, you know, you think of the North Star, think about space, stars, and all that other shit. So
right.
I don't want my mind just went out there, you know what I'm saying? Universally.
Dope. Yeah, did you perform that song at the Griselda show?
I performed the verse.
I thought so, because like the thing was, that's when I found out about you. Cause I went to that show and then I saw you perform with Uncle John.
Right.
Fire, bro. I was a fan since then, to be honest with you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. That's crazy, man. That track, like I said, there's a video out for it. And it's gonna be on this next project about to come out soon. I'm just, you know, on my last song and about to get the features and then it's crazy, you know, just the think that, you know, I get a fan, just someone just showing up to my show and doing what I do, and then something just, you know, sticks out to them. Like, that's to me, like, that's what I do it for, you know what I mean? And being on stage is just like my thing. I love it. Like, that's my shit, you know? That's why I really like break free, you know what I mean? It's either in the studio or on stage. That's why I break free and just be myself and have a good ass time and perform for you, you know what I mean? Just to, so you see who is cynical minded on stage, who is this character that you've seen and watching and hearing and stuff like that. So yeah, you know, it's fun, man. I just love it.
Yes sir. All right, so we're about to wrap it up. Plug yourself in, anything you got coming out, plug in your social medias, everything.
Find me on Instagram at lord_cyn, cyn. On Twitter, it's at cncl mndd, whatever. You can find me. Just put in Cynical Mind. I'm sure I'm going to pop up. And the next project coming out, Fist of the North Star. Hopefully I get it out within the next 3 months. It'll be out on all platforms and stuff like that. Got other couple of things in the works. So there's more projects that will be due out this year. I don't know the names to them yet, but we're just working on it. So just stay tuned. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That's all, man.
What was that?
You're just trying to make good music, man. That's all, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, Mel. Like I said, it's an honor to have you on here. You're a legend in my eyes, Mel. I'm going to put that on you. You're a legend in my eyes, especially in the DMV area, man, for real.
Thank you, man. You know, been grinding really hard since like 2012 as far as just getting my name out there, doing these shows, traveling, handing out CDs everywhere and stuff like that. So it's a journey, but it's been a beautiful journey. Very beautiful. I've met so many people through this journey that like I have no regrets on anything, just because the shit that I had to do to lead me out to where I am at today, like it's incredible. Like I've performed for people who are not in existence no more on this plane. Right. And so with that said, it's just like I really cherish those moments like no other, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Hey, Mel. Like I said, blessed to have you on, Mel. That wraps up our podcast. We're actually going to play. Yes, sir. We're going to play Orion's Belt to close out the show.
Yeah, no so, doubt. Yeah, just one more thing I got to say. Yes, you sir. Are on my album too, bro. So just give him a little, you know what I'm saying, surprise over there, you know? Yeah, expect Barry Mars to be on Fist of the North Star, y'all.
That's fire. Hey, In-Depth Podcast, y'all have a blessed one, man. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, I'm back at it again. Still open-minded on my Ken Sherrill shit. Fist of the North Star.
Cause I'm chillin', loafin', drinking, smoking, thinking, focusing.
I exercise my rhymes to revitalize minds. The planet's pattern designed to be aligned with matter and time. I gravitate to a higher state of consciousness, but with the force that split and torn and separated the continents. My third eye open up stargates to multiverses, traveling through the wormhole through faulty circuits. Horizon events from 95 till infinity, keeping my distance away from dark energy. North Star shimmering the cold hard industry. My photon energies glow on for centuries. My degrees that surpass corona mass ejections. The radiation from your side didn't pass inspection. I'm like a brown dwarf in space, nearly undetected. This the type of rhyme style that y'all ain't expected.
Yeah. Drinking, smoking, yeah. Thinking, focused.
The shield is electric magnetic field filled with bioorganisms in its own biosphere. There's not a signal that can interfere. This deep meditation to the beat, taking me to a higher tier. When I pass along and my soul leads my corpse into a new dimension where reality gets morphed. A light force brighter than any white dwarf. Find the right source that'll direct me to my flight course. From the past, present, and beyond, the last legend to be gone. Soul searching till I'm gone, so this might take eons. Connecting my conscience with the universe when all science fails. Thinking I'm parallel, enlighten myself to say you can find the heavens behind Orion's belt. Unfortunately, you'll have to find that out all by yourself.
I'm chilling, loafing, drinking, smoking, thinking, focused.
In Deaf Podcast. In Deaf Podcast.